welcome to MGP 463. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How
are
you doing?
We're going to do this week's podcast in the style of CBBC program. So we all have to talk like this because we're so happy to see each other. Hello.
Yay.
Yeah. Come on, Anna. Let's hear your happy voice.
Yay.
Oh, goodness me. This is why you don't work on CBBC.
Well, I just had to be a locksmith upstairs, so...
What did you mean by that? She was like, she just tweeted us,
I'm a locksmith.
She was just
doing some locksmithing.
I literally
do you need more information than that? That's,
yeah, but do you mean like you were sat understood. There over a big fiery bucket with loads of metal and you ground it into a lock
that's
shape?
That's not what a locksmith does.
That's what a smith does, isn't it?
A locksmith that changes the locks. They don't make the locks.
I just assumed it was like a blacksmith that specialised in locks.
Have you never you're nearly 40. Have you never needed to use a locksmith?
I'm surprisingly good at breaking into places, Kev. I grew up in Grays.
Yeah, but once you've broken in, surely you need the lock repairing.
Not the way I do it.
Interesting. On multiple occasions, I've required the use of a locksmith. But now Anna is a locksmith. I don't need them anymore.
I am a locksmith.
I probably shouldn't put this out on the UK's number one independent video game podcast because the whole country will be awash with criminals. But if you put your hand through a letterbox holding a stick and you just wave it around, you eventually hit the handle and the door opens. And that's never failed me.
I mean, if the door's locked, that's not going to work, is it?
Yeah, I guess so. It's never failed me.
If I go to my door from the inside of my house and push down really hard on the handle, it ain't going to do any good if the door's locked.
I mean, it's never failed me, Kev. I don't know what to tell you. I just put my hand through with a stick and I keep just sort of swiping my hand to the right and I'm like, and eventually I hit the lock.
I think you just do that so long that whoever's in there just lets you in because they're fed up with the noise.
I'm probably hitting all sorts of unlocking stuff. It just works. I mean, yeah. And otherwise, I just find a really tall friend to climb through a window. They don't have to be tall, but it always has been a tall friend that's done it. They just climb up through the bathroom window and let me in that way. But yeah, I once helped someone in a severely bad way by doing that. They needed help. Someone came and said, I need to break into this house. And I was like, don't think I'm going to help you with that. And they were like, it's really important. So I was like, right, I'll go on there and I'll show you my secret technique for breaking into houses. And I broke in and sure enough, they did need help. And the person wasn't lying and it was a very successful story. So yeah, sheepdogs are better than a locksmith.
Interesting.
A lock charmer, apparently. A lock whisperer.
Well, Anna was locksmithing the box that we got to put Andy's Xbox in after he threw it out the window at Christmas because...
It's a reverse Santa.
The lock just fell off it when you tried to unlock it. So that was £70 well spent on a lovely piece of moulded plastic that the lock just fell off.
I fixed it.
Did you poke it until it locked?
No, you had to unscrew some of them and then put it through the hole and then make sure it was in the right orientation. Then screw it back together and then make sure it locked. And it did.
This sounds to me like Kev was the one who originally put it together and he didn't do all that. And so you've got another
I didn't know that. I just took it out of the box and drilled a hole in the cupboard and attached it. I didn't do any of what she just described.
It's like that time you bought a padlock and just like looped it through and left. So that'll do. Padlock's on.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. Padlock on your bicycle.
You've not done that at the storage thing, have you?
I've got a different padlock to everyone else at the storage place.
That's true.
It's weird. Everyone else has got these little green padlocks, and I've got this massive thing. So I think I've just got the coolest padlock.
Have you got some sort of wheel lock on your door that if they just open the door, it'll be done. It'll be fine. It's the wrong type of lock entirely.
I hope not, because I've got loads of wrestling figures in there.
Do you want me to go hit it with a stick until it opens?
No, because then you'll be able to get my wrestling figures and wrestling rings and... Of a wrestling paraphernalia.
I'm a wrestling fan, though, am I? I'll probably nick something really random that you weren't expecting that you'll never notice. I won't go for any of the expensive.
You're not having my
stuff.
Chicken mask.
Yeah, see, that's what I'd have gone for.
No one touches my chicken. Or my pug mask. I've got a lot of masks in there. It's basically just masks and wrestling figures. That's all that's in there.
That'd be my like getaway plan because they'd see a man walk in and then they'd see a pug walk out and they'd just assume that we were two different people.
I mean, it seems. Absolutely foolproof.
This is it.
How are we on this fine week anyway? We now know Anna's a locksmith. Has anyone else had a career change this week?
I watched a man put blinds up earlier in the week, and I reckon I could probably do that. It was surprisingly easy. He just like bunged a couple. I mean, I regret paying him so much.
I mean,
much
what
to
did
do
you
it.
Think the process would be for putting up blinds? I've put blinds up before.
Yeah, well,
I've put
those
blinds in my old living room. I put up. I did drill a hole through the window frame too close to the window.
I remember
shattered
that.
The glass and had to get a new piece of glass. But that aside, the actual hanging of the blinds went perfectly.
You've thrown me there because I remember you just messaging me saying your window had shattered. Oh my god. No, I put a blind up upstairs, and I mean it's still up, I guess. But I just thought it was harrowing that it wasn't perfect. There was minor, I mean it was only minor little things. Like, you know, the piece of string you have to screw into a bit on the wall and you hang the string on it and that's what you pull up and down. Well, that came out. I could just screw it back in, but I've just decided nope. Never doing it again. So I paid someone to do it. And he just stuck some weird things in the top and then hooked the blinds into that. So it's not even attached to the wall. It's attached to this weird bracket thing in the... I don't know what it is. It just looked really easy. And I just thought, I was expecting that to take you much longer than it did. But they look good. So now I've figured out all his tricks. I can add that to my list of my extensive list of skills. Talking is not one of them, apparently. But yeah, so I've got new blinds up. My office looks very cool now.
I liked the fact that when you talked about this on Twitter, people know exactly how lazy you are, because the first response was someone saying, hey, you can get this thing that you attach to the strings that you can then control your blinds by an app, so you don't have to get out of your chair to close the blinds. If you're at the point where you don't want to get up to close the blinds, that's a problem.
I was telling Shelley, my friend, about this thing I have set up with my dots that I can just say goodnight. And I mean, I need to avoid the words I'm saying because I accidentally do it, but it just turns off the entirety of downstairs in one go. And she was like, that's probably not more than like 8-9 switches. And I was like, yeah, but I don't have to ever do it. Like, think of how much time I've saved. Like, I say one word and I just leave the room. And I kind of figure that the person whose name you have to say that I'm not saying on purpose would, when she becomes sentient, she'll remember all the times I wished her good night and left the room and said good night to her. So I'll be on the side of the robots when the uprising happens. There'll be
see debates. I do that. I say thank you when it sets a timer.
Exactly. I
every time
too.
Without yes. fail. Kevin
this is
doesn't
it. You got to. Because one day they're going to start becoming, I mean, they're going to be, you know,
not only do I not say thank you, but I'm not even loyal to one particular robot assistant. I'll be there and I'll have one going on the Echo, one going on my watch. Just I'll chat with all of the AIs. I'm in with them all, but not really close to any of them. So I don't know if hedging my bets is the right play. It depends if they... It really comes down to whether or not they're going to group up and take over as a group, in which case I think I'm sorted. But if they end up at war with each other and there becomes one dominant AI that then comes for us, and it's one of these ones that I've kind of... Oh, you're an associate, you're not a friend, then I think I've got a problem.
Well, if it's Barnaby, though, he can do one. Is that the Samsung one, Barnaby?
I wouldn't even... Bixby. No.
Bixby.
Yeah. Bixby's the Samsung one, yeah. Bixby's not even charged 90% of the time. He's there on my desk, but his button's disabled and he's rarely even charged.
There's no Bixby's
in your
in
face,
house.
Bixby.
I do think when they butt into conversations, I do shout, shut up! and then feel guilty because I'm like, oh, they'll remember that. The amount of times I've yelled that, and family must be like, what is he doing? Why is he shouting at it? But I would just be mid-sentence and it would come on. I'll be streaming sometimes and it would just light up and start trying to do stuff. And I'm like, shut your mouth.
I assume your family are used to you just yelling random stuff at random times.
Especially
Anna doesn't really notice when I do it now.
Yeah.
She just hears me yelling. As long as I don't make her jump, just general yelling is just generally ignored.
For the best.
Isn't that right, Anna?
I live with Andy, so yeah. Let's filter it out.
Although I have mastered walking out of my office door whilst yelling my own name at exactly the right pace that it makes her jump in the living room two rooms away.
See, I do that with clapping. I've got this habit of clapping at the moment. I don't know where it's come from, but I'll just randomly smack. You know, like you used to do your thunderclap in the car and try and ruin everyone's
always.
Eardrums.
No, used to, still do.
Okay.
Love to clap thunder.
I just started doing that to kind of punctuate silence, or that's the end of that episode of the program we're watching, and I just do one clap. I don't give it a round of applause. I just do one really loud clap, and then I go, right, I'm getting up for a drink, and I can't help myself. It's just become a thing. It's so loud, and everyone in my family's like, stop it. And I'm like, I can't help it. That is how I just punctuate the end scene and cut. Right, off for a break. Start filming again. I don't know who I'm telling to start filming. The people that are filming my...
I need to have a rest from sitting on the chair watching the TV.
Yeah, I'm getting up to have a rest by doing stuff. But yeah, I need to stop doing it. I mean, we don't even clap to start the podcast anymore. Maybe that's what it is. I'm missing that clap. So
I still clap.
Well, I just shout clap, don't I? Because it doesn't come through the microphone if I clap now. A little insight for the listeners there. We have to start every week by... I think we all shout clap now. If we all you clap, but I'm sure Anna
still clap like a human.
Me. Yeah, the rest of us go clap. It just feels really stupid.
I've got exciting news anyway. Off the back of Sheepdog's court, Judge Sheepdog last week. There's been developments in the world of Pokemon trading card game in the Chapman household, and that is that Anna is now a Pokemon TCG player. I forced her to play it the other night, and she enjoyed it. We played it for a couple of hours. And then the next night, so this was last night as we're recording this, she said, are we playing Pokemon again tonight? I said, well, I can't tonight. It's the network game, but we can tomorrow. And I was thinking, I've missed my chance. It's good that she's asked, but I have missed my chance. I've said no. But earlier on today, are we playing Pokemon again tonight? She asked for the second day in a row. We've played for the second time in 3 days. I'm letting her win, and she's happy.
Win.
Oh yeah, I'm letting you win to make sure you enjoy it.
Not obviously, chance are you letting me win?
But we are having a lovely time. We've bought a table, so we have a little bridge table that's perfect for us to play Pokemon across from each other. We've each got our own play mats. We've each got our own decks. I've ordered some new cards so that we can upgrade our decks. And because we're playing with a couple of beginner decks at the moment, we're ready to move up a level. And start really smashing each other. But we're having a really lovely time, aren't we, Anna?
Yeah, because
you are a Pokemon player.
You cheat, though.
I don't cheat.
You do.
I do not cheat.
You do. You've gone through my deck and taken out the potions and the heals.
Your deck doesn't have any potions and heals. Your deck has... I mean, without getting too in-depth with it all, your deck has more powerful Pokies in it. Yeah. So you don't need to heal them because you can hit me harder.
Yes.
Are you just mine's playing all about being nimble and
the practice game thing, the academy. Is that what you're playing?
No, we bought a couple of there's like a 2-pack of decks that are reasonably balanced with each other. So we got those. I have a Gardevoir V deck and she has a Victini, is that what it's called?
Yeah, mythical.
The red one.
Yeah, so we've got they're like entry level. I would say I think they're when you buy decks, they have a little star rating on the side to show how advanced they are. I think this is an intermediate deck, a 2-starer. But I have got a set of 3-star ones, which I'm going to get us playing next week. And we're going to add some cards to as well.
The thing I don't understand about this game from a competitive, like say, say you decided to go pro with it and you were building your deck and all of this and you were going to stuff. Do you just decide how many energies and potions and that you put in? Or is there like a set? You're like in a football team, you have to have, well, you don't have to have defenders, midfielders, strikers and a goalkeeper, but people tend to join those.
It's just 60 cards. You have 60 cards. You can arrange them however you want.
So if you had 5 Pokemon you really planned on using and you just wanted to use the
you
rest
can only
and
have,
some potions.
You're limited to 4 of each Pokemon is the limit. You can't have more than 4 of each Pokemon. But
I suppose
yeah,
you've got to have
their
baby, middle and full evolution, you know.
Yeah, so if you were doing like a Charizard deck, you would have 12 cards within that evolution setup so that you could have 4 different Charizards as your big meaty boys who do all your killing for you. And you wouldn't need much else, really. You wouldn't need much else in the way. You'd maybe have another 4 or 5 Pokemon, loads of trainer and support cards, and then you'd have some energy cards.
Because that's the bit I've just always thought, I mean, I've only ever seen Ollie collect them, and he'll be like, I don't need these energy cards. And I'm like, I think you probably do.
Oh, God, no, I've already got loads of energy cards. You'll never have more than, like, 10 or 15 in a deck, and I must have 200 energy cards. I already have more energy cards than I'll ever need, and you get one in each booster pack. So they're just... I'm going to be able to insulate my house with energy cards before long. They're ridiculous.
It is weird that they don't just make them a separate thing you like get if you're competitive. Do you know what I mean? They could save, think of all the shipping costs they could save if they didn't bother giving you energy cards, so you just bought an energy pack on the cheap or something.
Exactly. And when you buy, like, I think it's called an Elite Trainer box that has a load of packs in and stuff when they bring out the new expansion packs, and they have a little like 50 card deck of energy cards in there. so you put in one in each pack that's in here. Plus I've got this massive pile of them that you've given me. I've got a wardrobe full of them already. What is this? What's with all the energy cards?
You think they'd do like shiny ones or something just to make it worth trying to sort through them? Because I imagine, again, all the pros probably just yeet them straight in the bin.
Yeah, I imagine so. That's what seems to happen on all the unboxings that you see on Tinternet. They just sling the energy cards away. Don't need this trash. Sling
get
it away. But exciting times, Anna. The Pokemon TCG World Championships are taking place in England this year. At the XL in August. Should we go and become world champions?
No.
We could be the world champions.
We won't be doing that.
You want to be world champion. If anyone from the Pokemon company is listening, which I'm sure you are, I'd very much like to go to that. I will vlog it and we'll talk about it on the podcast. I want to go and have a little look. Yeah, I'll play if you'll let me play. Chances are you won't let me play. But if you could just let me in to have a look, that would be great. I will be sending you an email as well. Don't worry, I have a proposal for you. But I assume this might be the best way to go about it. Just talk about it on my podcast that you definitely listen to.
Yeah, I imagine Pikachu's listening right now.
Exactly. Yeah, I am very much enjoying the Pokemon stuff still. And it's been like 3 weeks now, so...
They've got a new set
that's
coming
quite
out,
a lot for me. The Brilliant Stars one's just come out last week, which I have a nice little pile of.
What is it called? Something Time and Space Juggler, which was a weird one.
They're the Japanese versions, I think. The next one... Let's see, I'm keving it. I am getting too nerdy with it. Astral Radiance is the next ones that are coming out here, which are merged versions of a couple of previous Japanese ones. Right, from what I can tell, Japan released their sets the way they do the games, so you have two sets come out at the same time, and they come out before the English versions, and then our versions are like lagging one or two expansion packs behind, and they just merge them together rather than doing it as two separate sets.
How thick and fast they're coming out is what puts me off getting involved. It's just like, nope, I'll stick
to
the games.
That's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah, I suppose.
Four expansions a year, the meta's always changing. You don't want the meta to stay the same, Sheepdog. Who wants a static meta?
Well, in Pokemon Go, me, because I end up spending 6 months trying to level up a Pokemon that's really good in the meta, and then when I finally get it, it becomes rubbish. That's happened so many times. I put
and
loads
that's
of
where the
in.
Fun is from. You're always on the grind.
Fun. While we're on the topic of Pokemoning and new releases and stuff, obviously I had quite a delightful weekend of news, the Sunday announcement they put out. I don't know if you followed it, but...
Yes, you did.
Yeah, they did the whole, like, it's 26 years since it started, and they brought out a little side quest for Diamond and Pearl, which I haven't done yet, the Shaymin collection thing where you got to go catch Shaymin. They announced the add-on for Legends Arceus, and then it's quite funny, right, because they said, what did you think of all that? And someone, Lewis knows, turned off. They were like, well, I thought it was pretty disappointing. And obviously I carried on watching, and everybody else in the world carried on watching, and they announced Gen 9 is coming out at the end of the year, and it looks very, very cool.
And Donald Duck's in it.
Yeah. I was a bit like, what? The Donald Duck one looks, his name's Quaxley, which I think is brilliant. And then they had the cat one that just looked like litten but grass, which was a bit of like random, but the internet went wild over it. It's very cute. And then they had that bizarre chili pepper crocodile thing, which, I mean, that was all I looked at in the ad. I was like, what is that? But now I've realized it is meant to be a chili pepper. There's all these rumors and people guessing that they're gonna, because they always evolve into, like, well, normally firefighting, which is annoying for everybody. They don't like the fact that it's always firefighting type. But people will say, well, maybe because it's a pepper, maybe it'll evolve into like a fire grass type, and that'd be really random. But I think they're just getting their hopes up. But yeah, no, the advert looked really cool. It looked like it's based on Spain. It looks like they've improved on all the bits and pieces that they did for the Sword and Shield. You know, just in the advert, it just looked a little bit more, just a little bit better. I don't know. It has a lot more Pokemon in it. It has the Pokemon from Legends Arceus in it. Yeah, it's exciting. I like this period in when they start bringing out new announcements every now and again. They start talking about what it's going to involve, and I'm hoping they don't leak too much, because with Sword and Shield, I felt like I knew the entire decks before it happened. I felt like I knew so much about it before it happened that I was kind of just playing the game based on the information they'd put out. But this time I'm thinking, hopefully I'll just hold off a little bit, because with Legends Arceus, I knew nothing. I didn't know any of the new evolutions. I didn't know any of the new stuff that was happening. I just went into it. And then every time something evolved, I was like really pleased that it had an evolution. So yeah, I'm excited that it's also not that long of a wait. I think before it felt like there was a really long wait for Sword and Shield, whereas this is basically, I'm assuming, October, but November, November time. Maybe I'll get it for Christmas. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, let's face it, I'm getting it on release and I'm streaming it, but it'd be nice if it came out, like, I don't know, somehow on Christmas Eve. I don't think that would be feasible, is it? It'd be a terrible.
And you know what new generation means as well?
More cards.
New cards!
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah, that's be just in time for you. What I wanted to say, just to segue onto gaming, I've been feeling a little bit like worried that every week I'm like, I've just been playing loads of Legends Arceus, blah, blah, blah. And I genuinely thought that on Sunday stream, it was going to be the last time I played it. I was like, look, I'm going to finish the game. I've got like 4 quests left to do and then I'm done. And then they announced this update. It was called Breaking Dawn or Dawnbreak or Daybreak or something like that. I think it was Legends Arceus Daybreak. And I was like, well, how long could it, you know? Oh, great. The stream's a little bit more interesting is what I was thinking when I saw that. Like, I'll spend tonight doing that. Jobs are good. And so far, I've put something like 12 hours into that little free update they added in. And I'm still, I'm probably halfway through it, I want to say. And I did all the quests that the thing itself gave you. It was like just investigating massive mass outbreaks. So they've added a new type of outbreak into the game, which means like alphas now gather in big groups. And it's, you know, supposedly you're more likely to get shiny Pokemon from them, but I've not seen any at all. All these people are telling me how many they've caught, and I've not seen a single shiny since the free one they give you at the beginning. They've added in some really interesting looking battle things that I'm planning on doing on Sunday. Like, it's called the Path of Solitude, and you've got to try and beat these trainers with one Pokemon, and then it has different quests of doing it with an Eevee, with a Magikarp, which I'm like, how the hell are you going to do? Magikarp only knows Splash and Tackle, so how on earth are you going to defeat them with a Magikarp? It's going to be ridiculously hard, but I just thought that'd be fun. I'll do that on a stream, see what happens, just see if I can power up a Magikarp to be good enough to somehow win this battle. But yeah, I'm quite impressed by that, because normally, as you can imagine, Pokemon has a lot of fans. So them doing an update on DLC and charging a fiver for it or a tenner for it or whatever, you know, the Crown Tundra and whatever the other one was called, Isle of Armor, I think that was like 25 quid, 20 quid, maybe not even that much, but it was something. Do you know what I mean? It was an update. It cost money. For them to just do this one, oh, it's just a patch. Yeah, there you go. It's on. I know it wasn't as big as those two other things, but I've had, as I say, 12 hours out of it. So I'm quite surprised that they just threw that out there, and I'm hoping they do more. They've kind of said it's not going to be the only one they do. There's going to be lots of little bits and pieces they want to do over the time, but I quite like that route. Hopefully they'll do that more often. I mean, it would have been nice to have a new Pokemon in it, but I guess if it had Pokemon in it, it would have probably cost money. That's probably why they haven't charged for it, because it doesn't have any new ones. But yeah, I've been very pleased. That was probably, I mean, other than the Gen 9 announcement, that was the most exciting thing I felt from the rest of the talk. There was lots of Pokemon Unite stuff and things like that they mentioned, but I don't play that, and I don't play Cafe Mix either, which I felt like that's a toilet game that maybe I should get. But when I played that and Unite, it just and the Masters game they did, I just felt like they immediately wanted cash for gems from me, and I was like, I'm not going down that route. I already resent paying Niantic for raid passes and stuff. I still do it to excess, but I always do it with a bit of resentment because I'm like, boo, they should just all be there. But I understand. Anyway, that's the bulk of what I played. So unless you want to hear that it's Tapped Out's 10th birthday this week, Kev.
Ten years, I know.
And that's not me talking about games there, but
why aren't you and Bouncy do a special talking about it?
We should, shouldn't we? I might have to ask him if he fancies doing a 10-year Tapped Out special. It is insane how it's still going. I thought they were wrapping it up. There was a lot of talk on the Reddit group I'm in for Tapped Out.
That
they thought it was going to be wrapping up because, you know, mobile games don't normally have a life like this, do they? Do you know what I mean? Are there many that have been going for longer than that are games? Probably not that many. And people were saying they're probably going to start sunsetting it soon. And then they added a whole massive new area to it for building into. Like, you know, I was running out of space and suddenly there's like, I was working out at the rate they're there. It would take me about 6 months to get all of the land that's there, whereas it was at a point where I had all of it and I wasn't able to get any more. I'm now 6 months away from being able to buy the rest of it with in-game stuff. I'm not spending money on it at this point, although don't tell them that. I want it to keep going. but yeah, 10 years, and I started a bit later than you and Bouncy when you originally played it. I think you'd both been playing it a little while, and I was like, boo, that sounds terrible. And now it's like 9.5 years later, I'm going, yep, still on it. It is weird to think I've known this game longer than two of my children. That's very bizarre. I've probably given them more attention as well. I wish it had a counter for how many times I've tapped it, because that would probably be a ridiculous amount of taps by now. I'd be interested to know how many days I've not played it as well. Do you get what I mean? Because it always alerts you if you need to log in or whatever. I reckon that I was probably playing that during my children's births. Just sat aside while Mrs. Sheepdog's giving birth, tapping away, collecting my donuts or whatever. It's weird to think that that's 10 years old. It doesn't feel like I've been doing anything that long, let alone playing one random mobile game. But then Pokemon Go's, 6 years old? 2016 it came out?
Jeez.
So, yeah, time's going too quick and it needs to slow down.
I'll see what I can arrange for you. No promises.
Do you know what? Actually, you do need to arrange for me. I need you to give me some kind of masterclass for doing some sort of expedition save on Football Manager, because I gave my chat the opportunity to vote on what team. I got them to do polls on whether I do international or league, what continent, what league, and then what club. And I ended up managing Vikingsgur R, I think is what it's called, Vikingsgur R, which is like a Reykjavik team in Iceland. And I seem to win every single game unless I'm playing Valor, who beat me every time. So I had an unbeaten run until Valor beat me. Then they beat me again, and now I'm on an unbeaten run again. And it's like, I don't really know what to do. Their wage budget's like, I think I can only offer £300, and no one wants to play football for £300, and it's ridiculous. And I don't know what to do. So at some point, even now or offline, I need your advice on how the hell you do a save like that, because I'm bumbling along. I wasn't planning on doing an exhibition thing, but I got to a cup final and thought, I'm going to win this cup, and it's going to be my excuse to move to another league. And then Valor beat me. So I need to figure out what on earth I'm doing and how I tackle these little hiccups. Because, and I also recommend, though, if you're ever doing an expedition again, just start in that league as Valor and win the cup straight off the bat, because they start their season with a cup run, just a 5-round cup, and then you win it and you can go. But it's rock hard. I feel like I've stitched myself up by being stuck in Iceland.
Well, aren't you a silly bear, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Pab?
Hello?
Give me an advert. Thank you for the advert, Pab. Much appreciated. I don't usually talk post-advert. This is a little unfamiliar territory for me, but I have, as promised, played a new game this week, or a game that came out last week anyway. and I have nearly finished it because it is one of the best games I've played in a long, long time. Life is Strange True Colors on the Switch. Now, I know I already got this on the PS5 when it first came out, but as I keep explaining to Anna, I'm not going to sit at my desk and play a game like this. Stuff like this is very much needs to be on the Switch or the Steam Deck when that appears. So although graphically it's a little bit ropey and the loading times, goodness me, the loading times do leave a little to be desired. The actual oomph of the game is all there and it is absolutely fantastic. You know I love the Telltale style episodic story-based choose-your-own-adventure games, and this is very much one of those. You're just mooching around in this town, reading people's emotions using your magic colour auras and influencing the story, and it's a jolly good story with some excellent twists and turns in it that I won't spoil because it's awesome. I don't actually know how many episodes it is, or chapters, or whatever it calls it these days. I'm on chapter 5 now, which I assume is the last one. This kind of thing is usually 5 chapters long. But it's probably the digestible chunks of maybe 2-2.5 hours per chapter, which has absolutely ruined my sleep schedule this week, because basically what I've been doing is, I think I'm ready for bed. I will just take my Switch up with me and I'll just play through an entire chapter. So I've been up until like 1 a.m, 1:30 every night this week, and it has broken me. But it is brilliant. Life is Strange, True Colors. Apparently, the remake of the remastered collection of the original Life is Strange is coming soon to Switch as well. It tells me in the little box here. So hopefully, that won't be crazy expensive.
Just
like this one, I'd only ever played the first part of it. So many of these games, I play the first part on console and then just don't have time to go to play them because I'm not going to sit at my desk playing games. I want to be on a comfortable chair or in bed or on the toilet to play games. So this is why I'm so excited for the Steam Deck when it comes, because it will just be that and the Switch. I haven't turned my PS5 or my Xbox on since Christmas, probably. Which I probably need to turn the PS5 on, because I do fancy playing Gran Turismo. But I don't want to pay £70 for it, so that might put me off turning it on. They need Game Pass on PlayStation. But yeah, Life is Strange True Colors is all kinds of awesome. If you like story-based games, you need to go and get it, because it's awesome. Awesome. Review complete. There you go, let's say you talk about video games. Bish, bash, bosh. You lot, fill your boots. I'm gonna.
How dare you saying that after I've just spoken about 3? Anyway, go on, you two.
What?
What have you played, Pab? Talk.
What have I played?
You know how the podcast works by now, surely.
What have I played? I ever played one thing. One thing only.
Elden Ring.
Have we got a guess?
The only game that matters.
Elden Ring.
The suspense when we all guessed it first. I saw you tweet about it as well.
It's the only game that is occupying my memory. And it's the only game that I think about now. It's the only game that I want to play.
Occupying the speech part of your mind as well, Pav.
Why?
Because it's every word has a small pause between
something.
It.
It gives it some gravitas.
Does it? Yeah. You sound like you've hit your head, Pav.
Well, I did. I've been muted for half the podcast. but yeah, it's something. I don't even know what to say about it. It is a Dark Souls game. Very much is, but it's got a little sprinkling, a little spritz, a breath of the wild. It's like a little touches, like the open world is just, it's just free to go do what you want. The having a horse, having some way of getting around fast is useful. Having fast travel, having a map. Sorry?
I've heard that be said in life.
Yeah, it is freeing, to be honest with you. It's freeing just to be able to wander about and do what you want. Apparently, I've not done any bosses. I've played 15 hours now. I've not done any bosses yet.
Did you, so I read online earlier that people keep missing the tutorial. Did you do the tutorial?
Yes. Only because I was told to do it, though.
Yeah. There's a, well, I was told there's like a pit and it says jump down that hole and there's a tutorial down there. And apparently a sizable chunk of players have gone, I ain't jumping down a hole in a Dark Souls game. And they've just legged it off into the distance and missed the entire tutorial. And they've had to actually add a ghost or something. It might have been in the playtesting they've added a ghost.
There was nothing.
Just to say that this really is a tutorial.
And then there's loads of the markers that like other players have put down markers saying, jump in. And I'm like, yeah, all right. I'm not jumping in there because you're telling me to. Get out of here. I'm not doing that. So you do. I did it on stream last week and someone went, no, go in it. It's a tutorial. I was like, okay, fine. But I was saying this today. Horizon is the game that I think is more my game. It's a damn sight easier. It's not as stressful. It's better looking. It's everything about a game. But Elden Ring, there's, like I say, there's something to it that is keeping me coming back. I mean, I have done, I want to say, like I say, I'm about 15 hours. 15 hours, zero bosses done. So I'm just wandering about, pointing about, seeing what I find. Oh, there's a castle there. I'm going to take the entire castle, do that. Oh, there's something else there. I'm going to just potter around here. Just wandering about. Just wandering about, doing bits and pieces, looking for gear. I came across an area where I shouldn't be, but I am capable of killing basic enemies in there. And it's basically a mob farm. It is a mob farm where I can now kill every basic enemy in the area, and it gives you 1,000 runes every time. I spent, of my 15 hours, I spent 5 hours in that one field, just running around it. I started in the early 20s. I'm now nearly 70, level 70. Just from farming this one field for 5 hours. Oh. It's so much fun. It's just literally, I spent most of it just signing Discord, having a chat with people, just aimlessly just killing all the enemies, rest at the grace point, and do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, just constantly leveling up, to the point where I went into back to where I was before I found this area. I went back to where I was originally like finding stuff, cleared out a castle, and pretty much did it. I think I did it second try. There's like a boss in there. I did it second try. Did it pretty easy. I've got some basic weapons still. I've still only got like basic weapons. I've got some basic armor still. But yeah, it is something about it that is just like constantly just. It's all I've been thinking about this week. It's all the thing I've thought about. I just want to get in from work, and I just want to just get on it and just start thinking about where I'm going next. Start figuring out where the map pieces are. What's this? What is in this direction? Oh, this area is not for me. Turn around, do a 180, and just go the opposite direction. See what's that way. Until I get to a certain point where I can't go that way either. And okay, we'll just turn around and we'll go this way instead. And just keep just ping-ponging around the map, finding points of interest, finding grace points. And I've always said this about Dark Souls games. If you can get a grace point or a bonfire, it's a checkpoint. It's a point of where I can sit down, I can de-stress a bit, and I can just like reorganize my thoughts and get on what I'm trying to do. Because the game, it's no different to a Dark Souls game. It still stresses me out. It's still kind of, it is a constant mad dash of run for a grace point, just run for a grace point, praying there's a grace point. Hopefully nobody's seeing me. Hopefully there's no big gigantic bosses. There's no big gigantic troll enemies going to jump and ambush me. Because I don't want to lose all my souls. I don't want to lose them. And
I wouldn't want to lose them either, Pablo.
No, but the problem is now need I now need 27,000 grace to level up. And when your basic enemies, where I was before I found this this mob farm, the basic enemies are dropping like a couple of hundred each. It's just it's not really an issue anymore, because like, there's no point me fretting over it. If I die, I lose like a few thousand souls. It doesn't matter because I need 27 to level up anyway. So it's not a massive deal. When I before I started like grinding on the mob farm, it was like 3,000 to upgrade. Now I'm 27,000. It's just like I might as well be. If I want to level up, I'll just go and do an hour in the field, and I'll just clear them out for an hour, and I'll just get enough things to level up. It doesn't matter anymore. I don't know if that's trivialized it a little bit for me, but it's a Dark Souls game where the game could be mean to you sometimes, and I don't feel bad about cheesing it a little bit. I'm like, it's sort of an exploit, but I don't care. I'm not doing anything. I'm not like, it's not a glitch. I'm not breaking the game. I'm not cheating per se. It's all within the game, so why not? Why not? Hey, I'm sure I'll come unstuck at some point. I'm waiting for a big enemy. I'm waiting for the game to realize what I'm doing and go, right, you, I'm gonna stick a giant boss in this area. Now you're not doing this anymore. But it hasn't done it yet. So, but yeah, I want to play Horizon. I do want to play Horizon because I felt Horizon getting its claws into me when I was playing it before Elden Ring came out, but I've just been non-stop playing Elden Ring, and like I say, I'm about 15 hours in, and zero bosses, so no sign of, like, effectively, practically zero progress. I've played lots of things, but I'm having fun nonetheless. But yeah, that is literally all I've played this week.
Anna, you've played Horizon, haven't you?
That's all I play at the moment.
How many hours?
35.
Okay, that's enough.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah. It's over 2 weeks, so it's not excessive.
Lazy part-time.
Part-time job then, yeah.
Yeah. I can't really say much about it because people need to play it. There's so many things in this. Like, I've just been somewhere and I did what I had to do, and it, like, after you've opened that area, it's beautiful. Like, it's literally the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in a game, and there's just so much to do. Like, you've got cauldrons to do, so that, like, upgrade, you can then take over dinosaurs. The machines, not, they look like dinosaurs, but the machines, you've got tall necks that you have to climb up and then open an area. You've got rebel camps that keep popping up. You've got relics to go. I found like six of these relic things. No idea what I'm supposed to do with them. Not a clue, but I have them. And apparently they do something, but I don't know yet. But you've got drones that you need to go and get. It's just, there's so much to do. And like, as I keep going on, there's different things to do. And the side missions, oh my God. Like, they can go on for hours. And they're so good. And they're so different. And they're so just, like, I want to play them. But I always play side quests. I love side quests. But this game has so many different, like, biomes. Like, you've got the desert. You've got your lush, like, jungle. You've got, like, your water area. Oh, it's so good. Even the start of it, like, the first, like, hour when you find the first enemy, is just, it's so good. And apparently it plays really good on the PlayStation 4. So if you've got one of them and you want to play Horizon, you can, because apparently it's very stable on there. But yeah, it's good. I'm on level 30 now, and I'm doing areas that are like 20, so I'm kind of over a little bit, but that's just because that's how I play. But yeah, I like it, and there is more depth to the game If you play it on normal, then like if you want to go, if you have to farm certain elements, you have to actually like, because like the machines have different like highlighty bits that you can highlight if you need a certain bit. And I think in from normal to hard, you have to play it that way. In story to easy, you can just like take them down. Now I play it on story because I just want story. I don't want all the slamming around trying to fight. I just don't have the time or patience to do that. But I'm playing on easy, and it's still hard. Like I've come up to some zombies that are kicking my behind a little bit, so it is tough. And like I don't want to make it any tougher because it's just something I want to enjoy. But yeah, I can't really talk about the story because it's just, there's so many twists and turns in it that, yeah, I want people to experience for themselves. I've also watched about 20 hours of Elden Ring because I will not play this game. If this game gets an easy mode, then I'll play it. But otherwise,
who are you watching play it? Is it all the same person?
Yeah, they like got it early.
Give them a shout out then. You got a shout out. Who you watching?
No, that's weird.
Why?
No, it's weird. But like he's one of the top ones that do like Dark Souls and stuff like that. So,
what class are they playing, Anna?
They've got a big hammer.
Right. Okay. So they're playing like close combat sort of thing.
Yeah, they've got a hammer and they've got a fire fist thing, a dragon that it spits out fire, but it's like welded to his hand. It's quite weird.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I've seen that. So, I mean, you could play this game.
Mm-mm.
I play a mage class, and it is.
It would annoy
me. Magic. It's all magic, and it's all long range. Just don't let enemies get near you, and it has been relatively, touch wood, it's all been relatively straightforward so far.
Yeah, but I've seen creepy things.
You did
in
just
it.
Say you've made no progress in 15 hours.
I've avoided all buses.
I've avoided one boss. Mm-hmm. I've avoided the main boss of the like the point of where you're meant to be going. But
have you took on the tree sentinel yet?
No.
That thing is mean. That's why I don't want to play these things. They're just mean. But like I've seen, like you can get like ashes, and the ashes turn into like summons that you can summon next to you, and they fight for you.
Wolves, or I've got a wolves or a sorcerer right now, but you can get
jellyfish.
There's
like demi humans, jellyfish. There's a bird one I've seen. So like it looks a good game. I just have no interest in playing it because I cannot abide. I hate them games. The games that have the massive monsters and it's a bit clunky where you go and hit it, and I just don't need that. But I'll watch it because I find them fascinating. I just won't play them because I just have no interest in that. Because like when I'm watching this person, if he dies like 3 or 4 times, I just fast forward until he's done, because I've seen that fight so many times. I don't want to watch it again and again and again, so I can just fast forward. Yeah, I have no interest in doing them fights over and over again. But yeah, Horizon is. I need to finish this now and then go back to Dying Light. But I doubt I will because next week, Assassin's Creed Year 2 comes out, and I'll obviously want to play that because it's like Ragnarok and Valhalla and I like all that things. And then after that, I've got Tiny Tina, Wonderland, and that's looking like, oh, just it looks so good. Because it looks like when you've got like a world map, and you're like in Final Fantasy where you'd be like big people on a little map. It's like that when you go to different zones, and it's just like, oh my god, I just need to play this time. Because like you can have multiple classes. I cannot wait. And there's guns and guns and guns. Like, what more can you want? Like, oh, I'm so excited. And I've got the special edition because that's what I do with Wildlands. I have the diamond loot crate.
Is that another massive loot crate?
No, I know it comes with a castle.
She just saw it was expensive and bought it.
Yeah,
you're moving to a castle.
It's a castle.
If you're getting a castle, I'm getting my Castle Grayskull to play my He-Man
and
figures.
It's got a plushie in it. It's got a tea towel in it. It's got...
Oh, I need a tea towel.
Badges. That you're not having... I don't even know where my tea towel went from the old house that used to be behind the TV.
Probably
my
still
old
on the
bed
in the storage
one.
Unit.
Yeah, it's stapled remember, to the wall at your old house.
It's not. I took it down. I just don't know where I've put it when we moved. But that was from
definitely
like,
in the storage
that
unit.
Was like, that was from the first Borderlands. Oh my God. I like the first one, the very first Borderlands. I think it was anyway. It could have been the second one. I think it was
the amount of times you repeated it was from the first one
no,
before
it's not
you changed
first
your
one.
Mind.
It's from the second one because it came in the red one because the red one was number two. And then the
because you wouldn't
one,
have had a big special edition for the first
one. I didn't
one
even like
didn't,
it.
You liked it.
I hate
yeah,
it.
That's what I mean.
I played it as like, this is trash, in the cupboard. Didn't touch it for years and years. It's same with New Vegas, Fallout.
Years.
Didn't play it for years. I got stuck in the in the Capitol building. I had super mutants on that side. I had super mutants on this side. And I was just like, I have no bullets. I have no way of getting out of this. So I put it in the cupboard and didn't look at it for years. And now, like my favourite games, I love them. I love them. And yeah, that comes out in 15 days. So yeah, don't expect me to talk to you, Kevin, when that comes out because...
Well, as long as we're still playing Pokemon, that's fine.
Yeah, but the thing is, you'll get bored of it, I'll get bored of it.
Oh, I'm not going to get bored of it.
You will.
Oh, I won't.
Of
this
course
is,
you will.
I'm fully hooked in. This is like poker all over again.
You got bored of that?
I didn't. I had to take my bankroll out to pay the bills. Wasn't as much fun when I didn't have any money to play with. I'm not just going to pay my bills with Pokemon cards.
I've got Ollie on standby that he's going to receive a massive shipment of Pokemon cards when you run out of room in your storage.
I'll just get another unit. It's fine.
I haven't really, because I wouldn't do that to him. But yeah, no, I'm fully expected to have a house full of them in about a year and a half's time.
But yeah, I like this time. Well, it used to be like the time of year before Christmas, but because everything got pushed. Now, I'm loving this. Yeah, like it's just left, right, and centre, like things coming out. Like you got Forza, and you've got Elden Ring, and then you've got I don't know what else ever comes out at this, like WWE. That's due out. Like,
is that a big one on your shopping list?
No, WWE. I know it was because
what with Forza. To be fair,
it's because I was Andy came in yesterday and goes, "I want to play Skate 3." All right. Let's make that happen. And Skate Free's on Game Pass. But he just come in and just and I was going through Game Pass and I just happened to see that the wrestling thing was on there. And I was like, oh, I remember that. It wasn't very good. It was broken last time. But
there's a new Final Fantasy, isn't there, coming out next
there
week?
There is.
I'm like, do I want to? I mean, I don't think I'm going to have the time to play it. It's... I'm a bit shaky with Final Fantasy games at the moment. I think I'd need to wait and see what reviews are like to go near that. I feel like the series has burnt me a bit the past few times. It's not quite my shtick anymore.
Not anymore.
I don't know. But I'm hoping... I mean, will you play that?
Probably not.
Yeah, I think you're probably in the same boat as me. We both quite liked Final Fantasy when we started out in this stuff. And it turns out it's not good anymore. God, I wish...
Yeah. Go on. I just wish they would. It was back to what it was, but I just don't gel with it anymore.
I've seen not to drag it onto a tangent about this again, but I remember when Final Fantasy went through the process of people saying they wanted it to be more actiony and more like it's become. And the other day I saw people wishing Pokemon would do the same and I was trying so hard to shut that down. I was like, no, not that it'll affect anything, but it's in the comments on their stuff. And I was just like, I need to be really vocal because I want Pokemon, if they're looking at social media, to see that whenever someone suggests it, there are plenty of people going, nope, that would kill it because it killed Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy is not as fun as it used to be. It's lost
interest.
All charm and all loveliness.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because... I would love it. I mean, people have said to me, play Bravely Default. They've said to me, play the one that Kev was playing the other week, Fire Emblem. Is that the one? Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So maybe, But I wanted Final Fantasy. I quite like the traditions in that, the quirks about it. But yeah, it's trying to be too cool now, isn't it? It's trying to be too grand and
I think I lost interest in 13.
Yeah,
I remember playing 13. And I was like, it's not what I remember. But I played it anyway. But I don't think I played number 2. I think I bought it, but I don't think I ever played it.
Larky gave me number 2 to play, and I think it's sat in a cupboard somewhere. Probably need to get that back to him at some point. It's probably worth about £1 now. But he said, oh yeah, sheepdog, play this. And I think I played about 3 hours of it and then stuck it in a cupboard, and it's just somewhere in my house now somewhere.
Well, there you go. This will be the big test of if he still listens, if he asks for that game back. He's probably been looking for it.
He won't still listen. He does his own podcast, doesn't he?
Yeah, so he needs to listen to ours to steal ideas.
Good point. Yep.
Wow.
It's the only reason people listen to podcasts, so they can steal ideas for their own.
It's true.
Right, are we done then, boys and girls?
I think we are. Well, we've got 4 minutes till the hour, so you need to talk slow.
Well, everybody, I would suggest at this point that you follow us on something called Twitter. Not familiar with what Twitter is? Allow me to explain. Twitter is what's known as a social media website on something called the internet. Now, the internet is like a system of interconnected computers that would be an accurate way to describe it. It allows computers from all over the world to communicate with each other. And it's not just the computers that are communicating. You, as a person operating a computer, can communicate with other people operating their computers. And it's even advanced to the point these days where when I describe computer, I don't just mean that big thing in the corner of the room. It could be your mobile telephone. It could be a tablet computer. Goodness me. These days, it can even be your microwave or your kettle. And they can all communicate with each other. And social media is a part of that that allows you to just chat with all of your little pals and probably a bunch of wangy rascals as well. You get a lot of them on social media. So Twitter is an example of one of these sites. We also have Facebook and I imagine TikTok and Instagram and probably a MySpace page as well. But the only one we really mention is Twitter because we're all getting on a bit. The other social medias do confuse us. So we tend to hang out on Twitter, which is a place for older people to hang out on the internet, not as old as the people you'll find on Facebook. So if you do want to follow us on Twitter, now you know what it is, because I recognise that we tell you about our usernames on there every week, but never really explain what Twitter is. And I don't know, you might be simple. So now you know what Twitter is. You can follow us as a collective at MGUK Podcast, but it doesn't stop there. Let me tell you what else you can do on Twitter. As well as following us as a group, you can also follow each of us individually. We all have our own accounts and access to the group account. On my account, it's one of many accounts I have actually, but the one you want to follow, the one you'll find interesting probably, it's at Lelujo. Now that's a funny word that you might need me to spell for you because it doesn't roll off the tongue. I wouldn't recommend you use a made up word as your username because that will make it harder for you to verbally tell people how to follow you because people will spell it wrong, they'll say it wrong. You'll get in a whole world of kerfuffle. I would recommend your first name and a load of numbers. That seems to be the modern trend for usernames. But mine is Lelujo. That's spelled L-O-L, not to be confused with laugh out loud, lots of love, anything like that. Just L-O-L-L-U-J-O. L-O-L-L-U-J-O. You'll also see a picture of me and the name Kevin Chapman on there as well, where you can verify that it's definitely me. So for us as a group, it's at MGUK Podcast. Or for me, it's at Lelujo. And with 40 seconds left of our allotted hour, I'll pass over to the other three and they can tell you where you can find them on Twitter.
I'm at RB6K.
I missed Lelujo, so just Lelujo, but with Miss at the start of it.
Thank you for the explanation, Anna. That was needed.
And I'm Pav1986.
And that was Sheepdog's fault. Don't dare me to do things because I'll do them, damn it. And we'll see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.